Radio Prague News.
Presidential candidates Miloš Zeman and Karel Schwarzenberg took part in a Czech radio debate. Two Czech citizens who had been held in Greece on espionage charges have left jail on a 5,000 euro bail. And Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek have advanced to the third round at tennis's Australian Open. With 9 days left before the second round of the Czech presidential elections, candidates Miloš Zeman and Karel Schwarzenberg took part in a debate hosted by Czech Radio. The presidential hopefuls discussed their views on a range of issues, from central bank and constitutional court appointments to foreign policy and the country's relation to the EU. Miloš Zeman, who came in first in the election's first round, dismissed concerns about his links to the Russian oil firm Lukoil. For his part, Karel Schwarzenberg said, among other things, he would prefer a majority vote for the lower house. Both candidates also expressed the view that the Czech Republic should only join the EU's planned banking union after the country adopts the euro. Two Czech citizens held in Greece in September on espionage charges were released from jail on Wednesday on a 5,000 euro bail. Their release came after the Greek authorities stated that they did not represent a security threat. The two video games developers were arrested and accused of espionage after they took photos of a military facility on the Greek island of Lemnos. The man said they took the pictures to use them in a new game. They are expected to arrive in the Czech Republic on Thursday. However, they might have to return to Greece for trial. The Czech government on Wednesday approved legislation granting the country's intelligence services the right to access tax returns, the news agency ČTK reported. The government believes the move should help limit economic threats to the country and reveal the ownership structures of non-transparent firms. Currently, Czech law only allows tax authorities to provide information to the Secret Service. The draft legislation is yet to be debated in the Czech parliament. After concluding an investigation into a 2008 purchase of Tatra trucks for the Czech military, the police have proposed that former defense minister Martin Barták be prosecuted on corruption charges. The police believe that in his capacity as deputy defense minister at the time, Mr. Barták asked a Tatra manager for a $5 million bribe to smoothen the deal. The police have also raised corruption charges in the same case against the owner of an arms dealing firm, Michal Smrš, who mediated the purchase. The prosecution said formal charges against the man should be filed by the end of the month. January the 16th is for the first time being marked in the Czech Republic as a legislatively recognized day honoring Jan Palach. Palach, who was a student at Charles University, set himself alight on Prague's Wenceslas Square on that date in 1969 in protest at the resignation of the Czechoslovak population less than 6 months after the Soviet-led invasion that brought to an end the Prague Spring Reform communist movement. He died on the 19th of January 1969, and his funeral turned into a significant demonstration against the occupation. The Czech Telecommunications Authority on Wednesday fined the Luxembourg-based operator of satellite TV channels Skylink and CSLink 15 million crowns for misleading advertising. The authority said that the firm last year imposed a charge on services it originally billed as free and failed to inform its clients about the change. The firm said it would appeal the penalty. A municipal police officer in the northeast town of Karvina on Tuesday night shot dead a 32-year-old robber who was holding up a gas station and threatening the assistant. The police arrived at the scene when the man, armed with a knife, was still inside the gas station. When the officers asked him to lay down his weapon and step outside, he took the assistant hostage. One of the policemen then fired two shots at him, mortally wounding him. The case is now under investigation by the state police. Czech tennis players Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek have advanced to the third round of the Australian Open. The 8-seed Berdych beat Guillaume Raffin of France 6-2, 6-2, 6-4, while Štěpánek, seeded 31st, defeated Spain's Feliciano López with the same score. In the women's singles, Czechs Klára Zakopalová, Lucie Hradecká and Kristýna Plíšková have all been knocked out of the season-opening event in Melbourne. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be mostly overcast with snow across the country. Daytime highs should range between -5 and -1 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.